This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah with Maimon Elbaz. I'm here at Sinai Academy, and we're presenting a Mishnah number 749. It should be a zchus for Refuah Shleima, for Nisim ben Adel, and also for Aaron ben Orly Sylvia. They should have Refuah Shleima b'karv. I thank our sponsor, Chaim Lax. It should be a zchus for his family. The Mishnah today is in Seder Moed, and it's in Masechta Eruvin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. So in the previous Mishnah, we discussed a case where Tanayim, or different rabbis, were on a boat, and the boat was about to dock, and somehow it was a strong wind, and it blew the boat away from the town, and it went outside the 2,000 amos, went outside the tchum, and you had a machloikes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva, if you're allowed to walk around the whole boat, or no, it's like somebody who leaves the Tehum, he's stuck in his Da'at Amot. So that was the question, that was the machlokes we had in the previous Mishnah. Now we're going to be talking about if people are on a boat and they're not sure if they're coming into to dock at the shore and they're not sure if they're within the 2,000 amos of the city. So are they allowed to get off the boat or do they have to stay on the boat the whole Shabbos because they were outside the Tehum and you're not allowed to go beyond? A boat's not muksa if you're traveling on it like in the olden days for months and months. People would travel even on Shabbos. You're not doing anything, you're just sitting there. Okay, so again, we're learning in the laws of Tchum. You're not allowed to go outside of a city 2,000 amos. If you do, you're stuck there. So says the Mishnah. Pam achat, one time. Lo nichnesu lanamal ad shachashecha. They did not arrive to the port until it became dark. So now the question was, are we allowed to get off the boat? Or no, maybe we were coming from more than 2,000 amot, and we just have to stay on the boat the rest of Shabbat. And maybe we have to stay in our spot. This seems to be the shaila we had. So we're not talking about a port that has mechitzot, because if it did, then Rabbi Gamliel says you're allowed to walk around the whole area. Here we're talking about a port without any walls, without any fences. So Amr Lailah Rabbi Gamliel, they said to Rabbi Gamliel, Ma'anu le raid. Are we allowed to get off the boat? Or no, maybe we came from more than 2,000 amot away and we're stuck on the boat for the rest of Shabbat. So Amr Lailah Rabbi Gamliel told them, Mutari matem, you are permitted to get off the boat. You're not allowed to carry your luggage because that's carrying, but at least you're allowed to walk off the boat. You don't have to stay on the boat. That's claustrophobic. Shekvar hayiti mistakel, because I was already looking with my telescope or my microscope or what's it called, my binoculars. And since I saw with my binoculars that we were really within 2,000 amot, so therefore it's not like we were outside the tchum. Now, how did he have a telescope to figure out that he was within the tchum? I'm not sure. But he said, I was already checking when Shabbat was starting and the sun was setting. Vayinu betoch ha-tchum ad shloch ha-shecha. We were within the tchum even before the sun set. So since when Shabbat started, we were within the tchum, we were within the 2,000 amot, which is 3,000 feet approximately, then we're allowed to get off the boat. Boy, say it after me. Nothing compares to a Torah show. Should be a schuss for my father and father-in-law. Torah shows is here for you. Please spread the word. Everyone should be zeichet l'shtai.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.